Welcome to Cashflow Positive. I'm your host, Kenny Bedwell, founder of SCR Insights, one of the leading data platforms in the industry. Through using data and analytics, I've been able to replace my W-2 with cash flow from my successful short-term rentals. And my goal is to help you achieve the same freedom and success. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just a novice looking to make your mark, Cashflow Positive is your go-to resource for unlocking the full potential of your property portfolio.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Cashflow Positive. And today I have a special guest with us, Emil Sakal. So Emil is a pricing expert and guru. And that's what we're going to be talking about today is pricing. We talked about that in the part one episode. Now we're transitioning into the part two where we get to hear an expert come on and share their experience and their expertise about pricing. This is going to be big. So if you're listening to this and you're in the car, I don't know how you're going to take notes, but you're going to want to take notes. You probably want to listen to this again, maybe pull this up on YouTube, because Emil is going to share with us a ton of excellent insights about pricing. So Emil, tell us who you are. Tell us your background. Give us an introduction of who you are.
Kenny, good morning. It is an absolute pleasure joining you here today. Emil Sakal, guys, with Pricing by Mira. You know, I met Kenny, I want to say a good 4 or 5 years ago in a mastermind. So it's a pleasure to finally connect one-on-one and then be able to give back in a pricing revenue management component, you know, with this evolving market. This is going to be huge. We'll give a lot of ninja tips and I'm excited to be here. How it all started for me. So with a background in anesthesia, you know, I quickly had a ceiling met for myself, felt real stagnant, felt real bored, felt like there was much more capability, started joining.
Like you were falling asleep, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
There's the dad joke number one of the day.
The world of STR started behind the drapes for me. And as I started to evolve and get involved with short-term rental masterminds, you know, a couple different ones, you know, really started to engage and do deep dives and really, you know, becoming the expert in certain components of what we call co-hosting and property management today. And that's what, you know, really derived Host by Mira, which is a small luxury boutique company that I manage and own nationwide properties, super small, right around 25 properties. But the specific niche that derived out of that was revenue management and the ability that I've had to maximize revenue for owned and or managed properties and being able to do such in the top 5, top 10% in every single market that I either owned or managed in. And, you know, I quickly realized that, you know, with the big, you know, curated interest I had in revenue is how I kind of evolved to build out Pricing by Mira. And, you know, a lot of folks ask me, well, why Mira? You're not Mira. Well, my oldest daughter is Melania. My youngest daughter is Clara. Merged their names and Mira came about. So have a third one on the way, due in 4 weeks. I'm not sure what name will evolve out of those four letters, but, you know, we'll see if things start to change. But, you know, with Pricing by Mira, it's been an absolute, you know, pleasure being able to contribute not only my passion with results, you know, with the revenue component, but being able to give back to folks that have been bleeding, that have been struggling, that, you know, either if it's a time constraint or if it's a burden with the tech stacking and had the ability to learn at a deep level of understanding. It's been interesting, you know, in the dynamic between partnering with owners and really trying to curate the plan and the goals and optimizing that revenue from market to market. So I'm happy to touch base today on some key, you know, some key components that will definitely circle back to a couple very specific issues that I'm consistently seeing in the market. And we'll talk a little bit about some strategies. We'll talk about some thoughts, and it's really going to come down to what I always tell folks is their psychology. You know, the psychology and methodology of revenue management is huge. And the faster we can get our, you know, whether call it our friends, our colleagues, our investor folks, our clients, whoever it may be, whoever's listening, the faster we can really jump ship and understand the psychology and the revenue component and the revenue sector behind co-hosting, property management, whether you have one property or you're scaling to grow to 30, 40, or 50, these fundamental components will change the game for you.
Yep, I love it. So Emil, let's dive straight into things here. All right, so pricing and revenue management has become a lot more popular in the last year in terms of people talking about it, doing workshops, these companies popping up, you know, people using other people. Like, why is that? What's changed in the marketplace where pricing has become, you know, that a focal point in terms of success?
Yeah, no, good question, Kenny. And you know, the biggest thing that stands out to me is the who, not how methodology, right? You know, we attend conferences, we attend masterminds, we're constantly growing. It's in our nature, it's in our blood as an entrepreneur to constantly grow and build and scale. So all of us as entrepreneurs, we're always trying to seek what's latest and greatest. And there has been a big, big shuffle and talk on revenue management in the past 6 months. I think, you know, the Build Short-Term Rental Wealth Conference in Nashville was one of the, you know, leaping hurdles on marketing, the idea behind revenue management, you know. But if we look back, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years in the property management space, revenue management has always been there. I think it's more so becoming more and more prevalent to smaller individual hosts or hosts that are just getting into the market, or small to mid-scale property management companies that are just now hearing of the, call it, niche career, so to speak. When you think about the different sectors in our industry, we have marketing, you know, now we have revenue management optimization, we have guest communications, we have accounting. You know, revenue management, in my mind, and of course I'm biased, I think it's one of the major organs. I think if not the brain, the heart of the business. You know, without the numbers and the numbers don't work, what do we have, you know, for whatever model we're approaching? So huge deal. It's important and super relevant in today's climate, and it's essential for every owner, every investor to really get a good grasp and decide for themselves what approach works best. So
I like that. And when you sit down with people, especially beginners, and you're talking to beginners, whether it's their first property or maybe they have several properties, they haven't really given revenue management or pricing strategies the time of day, and they're wanting to get started, what advice do you give them?
Yeah, good question, Kenny. You know, a lot of folks seek out and come to me in regards to revenue management. The first and most important fundamental to understand is everything in this industry is multi-layered, right? We multi-layer revenue with marketing, with, you know, optimization, with all how we're presenting our product. But really, it comes down to the first elementary method of understanding is buying right. It's really hard to you know, for someone that's just now entering the industry and really is learning and trying to take it by a fire hydrant, it's really important to understand what's happening in the rearview mirror from pre-purchase into analyzing a property or what to purchase or how to purchase and how that looks from an analysis pro forma perspective, going into that individualized market and really starting to curate that plan behind the numbers, right? You know, the numbers are great and we can sit here and talk about the numbers all day long, but without climate, you know, it's a struggle. It can be a struggle. So buying right is huge. And, you know, you curating the buy box methodology is huge. And having that defined focus and vision on where you want to be and why you want to be there is a great starting point. And trying to mitigate the risk. You know, we all look to third party platforms for, you know, for data, right? Whether it's STR Insights, you know, one of the top three that I always incorporate in my analysis, or AirDNA or Key Data or all the others out there. You know, it's a lot of what you have to add to that component is relationships. You know, who you know, what markets you know, what markets you're seeking, who's operating in those markets. It's a combination, multi-layered approach that every investor needs to, particularly with interest rates and the ever, you know, evolving STR market. You know, there's great deals still to be had, but buying right is the single most important thing we can do, you know, just starting.
Okay. So is it enough to, and we'll get more, well, let's get more and deeper into the weeds on the strategy, the revenue strategy side, but is it enough to just get Price Labs, dynamic pricing, and let it do its thing and then walk away?
100% no. So the way I look at it and the way a lot of folks have started to understand these pricing tools is They're just a vehicle. And just because we have the vehicle, we absolutely 100% need a driver behind it. It's 100% okay for an operator or owner to be that driver, but to understand that it's more than just a base rate. It's more than just setting rule sets. It's constant measuring and reevaluating the market from an analytical perspective, tying in individualized property specialties and identity. Whether, you know, I always break things down into three categories. Whether it's a super property, it's got all the bells and whistles, amenities, location, views, an average type of property, or an economic budget-friendly type of property. If one person or an entrepreneur doesn't factor in, and I know we're going to do a, you know, a dive on whether it's a listing, amenities, or, you know, we'll start to tie in those different factors. But without factoring in these very specific details, you start to find yourself following a trend in your market based on what these pricing tools are suggesting or recommending, which is okay. But the last thing you want to do is solely rely on what data is calling that is comparing the market average versus your individualized unique property, which it should absolutely, you know, at the forefront of how you're adjusting your pricing tools.
Okay. So obviously, like, we need a driver, like you're mentioning, in Price Labs, and we need to be, there's something interesting you said here. And I've taught people this concept too. Like, you have to go in and look at like your property and identify it as like, is it a super property? Is it an economy property? Is it this? So how does a person do that? Because they're going to be inevitably biased, right?
Yeah, no, that's a good question too. And it varies. It varies from market to market. Well, you know, we're a market in the Smokies where 8 out of 10 properties have a hot tub. Well, a hot tub may not necessarily make your property super. Where if you take that same property and you go to, you know, some town in Ohio that you were super stoked about a few years ago, Logan, Ohio, and you start to throw in a couple amenities. I'm not sure much about Logan, Ohio, but let's just assume property there and it's 2 out of 10 properties now have a hot tub. Well, you may consider yourself a little bit more on the super property level. So it's definitely market dependent, and you really want to understand the traffic drivers, who's coming in those markets, what amenities are standard, average, what stand out from a unique ability standpoint, and then start to gauge and understand the different tiers of identity. That way we can start to build out those plans and start to incorporate that enemy method. You know, who is performing at the top of the market? Who's performing at the bottom? What bedroom count? What bath count? What occupancy? What amenities? We have to understand all these fundamentals to be able to build out these target zones, because without building out these target zones, we're lost. We can't build a pro forma. We can't build an analysis. We can't start diving into these pricing tools and really doing these granular rule sets that are ultimately going to generate highest and best revenue.
Yeah, that makes sense. Let's back up a little bit. Why does someone need to look at their property and classify it or categorize it based on what you just said?
Well, you know, so one of the simplest measures of pricing is a base price. And, you know, we can get super, super granular and very advanced with customizations, but the base price is one of the very first fundamental setups that most investors set for their home. And there's typically three different levels of a base price. You know, there's an average recommended, or there's an aggressive, or depending on the pricing tool, they just word it slightly different. Normally there's a 10 to 15% swing for each of those categories with the base price, but really understanding, you know, how your property identifies, and because it's super important, because having the wrong base price essentially affects your entire calendar negatively. You know, we're not just talking about 1 week or 1 month, it can affect the entire year's worth of revenue potential, at which, you know, if we're 10, 15, 20% off of where your property calls for, you're either leaving money on the table or you're overpriced and leaving occupancy where, you know, you're underperforming and ultimately not reaching your target goals. So that's just a very, very first step in really, you know, understanding where you're at, you know, what your potential is. That way we can kickstart off with the right fundamental base price and start to build on that based on your targets, monthly seasonalities, and all the very specific customizations that become prevalent.
How do you know if your base price is off? So like, if I'm going back to kind of like the title and everything, we're talking about pricing. How do I know? What are things that you recommend to look at to go like, my pricing might be off. Like, this is a symptom of me not getting bookings.
That's another great question. So
yeah, I'm full of great questions, aren't I?
Yeah, you are. And it's good you ask it, because, you know, one thing I tell my clients often is as strict as we are with our analysis, our pro formas, our data rule sets, our report cards, as strict as I am building these rules, I'm just as strict breaking them. So just because we establish a base price or just because we establish a certain rule set does not mean that that particular rule set is longstanding. And what I mean by that is it really comes down to performance. So we'll establish these grounds and fundamentals of base price and rule sets based on the identity of the property in the market, factoring in top property comparables tied to either historical data. You know, if you're just starting, you don't have historical data. So you're really, you know, analyzing and studying what top property comparables are relative to the average market. And we can find that out through data analytics and each of the pricing tools. If a property, you know, you've been practicing for a while and you've got a property that has historical data, 1, 2, 3 years, well, now you can start to correlate your specific historical data to those top property comp sets and how that compares to the market average. So taking, you know, defining where the realm of your property fits amidst, you know, those other two categories, we can start to curate the more honed in base price. But just know the base price, again, you know, what's happening behind the scenes with, you know, these pricing tools and data, you know, each pricing tool is phenomenal. You know, have billions of data points updated daily that really help us from a revenue management perspective. But, you know, I take a different approach. What if the data sets that are coming in are wrong? What if, you know, we set a base price at 500 in June of 2025 is 100% higher than what we're historically seeing in that market? Well, is it an incorrect data point? Well, you know, we have to understand what the data points are, and it's based on the demand, and there's so many different components and angles when we talk about data points. But without you truly understanding what your specific property should be making from month to month, it's really hard to tailor, you know, adjusting that base price even more detailed, right? The monthly seasonality for the month that's over projected or under projected. So loaded question, you know, it really comes down to truly mastering the art of monthly seasonality and understanding the true potential of your specific property in that specific market, and having that leveled base price that correlates with it more or less plus 10-15%, and then going in and then advancing your granular approach to fine tweaking whether you have the historical data or not.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. So when somebody is struggling with their bookings and they're looking at their pricing and they've, you know, done what they've said to figure out their base, what's next? What should they do?
Yeah, Kenny. So one of the first things I like to do is, you know, jump into the calendar and really understand what's happening in the market. But before I jump into the market, you know, what's happening from the fundamental rule sets? You know, a lot of what I talk about psychology and methodology, you know, it's very common for us as investors to follow trends. And what I mean by that are like length of stay variations or certain pricing parameters or minimum pricing thresholds. So are you fitting what the guest and their avatars can see? And what I call is a negative revenue connotation, an NRC. And I call these NRCs anything that minimize the visibility and algorithm positioning effects on these OTA platforms. So let's say a market average length of stay is 4. And you have in your price labs or your wheelhouse or your beyond or whatever pricing field you're using, let's say your length of stay is 5 or it's 4, but it's 4 too late, closer to your reservation day. Well, what about the guests that are looking for 1, 2, or 3 nights? So that's kind of my thought process behind a negative revenue connotation, that NRC. So the less and less NRCs you have deployed for your specific property and market, the more visibility, the better positioning you have to optimize your occupancy and rates. So one of the first things I do a deep dive on the length of stays. We always need to understand the booking lead times in our market. So correlating length of stay variations to the lead times in the market is essential. And lead times are constantly changing from year over year. I can tell you firsthand, 2023 lead times and data points that we're getting from these third-party platforms compared to 2024, there's definitely been a shift. And that's why having a starting point's important, but measuring performance, readjusting and tweaking those length of stay variations, that minimum price threshold, or that lead time discount or premium, it's all going to be a big role and factor moving forward.
Okay, cool. Let's transition a little bit and get more. I'd love to hear more of a few of your strategies, your pricing strategies. Now, obviously, we know that these vary. They can vary per market. They can vary per destination type and so on. So, you know, we can speak in general terms or you can use specifics. It doesn't matter. But I would love for you to share some of your favorite strategies that you've personally used that you've seen success with for pricing.
Yeah, no, Kenny, you know, one specific strategy I like to take is the booking lead time touch point. You know, I have four different touch points created based on four different time zones of booking lead times. And what that means is, you know, I'll pull up some data on what an average booking lead time is in a market. So let's say 60 days is an average booking lead time for a 5-bedroom property in X market. Well, then I like to create a range between, we'll call it a 10% range. So 10% less than 60, 10% greater than 60, that becomes my peak booking window touch point. Anything past that, so we'll call it past 90 days, becomes far out future premium booking window. So there's some different methodologies and changes where 2021, 2022, you know, we've often heard, well, set your prices highest and best and be the last to book. Well, that's not necessarily the case anymore. So, you know, an approach that I used to take is these far out future premiums. You know, if you think about the competition, property managers in the local market, other individual hosts, oftentimes seem to think far out future bookings are a negative. Oh, you know, generating 8 months out booking or 12 months out booking, you know, I'm leaving money on the table. So a lot of folks have a tendency to go 30, 40, 50, 60, 70% premiums above what a normal, you know, booking should kind of dictate for that specific property. So having these far out future premium touch points under what your competition is doing and really understanding what the market is kind of calling for, you've got a lot of folks that aren't opening up their calendar 12 months in advance, so you have an edge already. A lot of your competitors are deploying 30, 40, 50, 60% premiums, where what if you had a 10, 15%, 20% premium where you're much more affordable, but also super in line with your target? You know, if your target is 10,000, well, let's go after 11,000, 12,500. Why are we targeting $15,000, $16,000, $20,000 and really hurting ourselves for those far out future bookings? Or really defining those different touch points and then going inside booking windows. So if our booking window is 60, well, let's assume 30 to 45 is our inside booking window. Well, now we need to really start thinking about what modifications and discounts need to take place relevant to what a normal occupancy is during that time frame. And it's not it's clear as mud, right? You know, that's where you start to factor in the identity of the property. You know, I have a lot of super properties nationwide, and a lot of folks have an expectation of me turning their properties into number one in their market or generating 100, 150,000 more than everybody else in the market. Well, you can't take these similar methodologies and touch point discounts the same as the market because you do have a special property or a unique property where you have to test and play performance. And then the last touch point is last minute discounts, anything less than 7 to 14 days. So, you know, understanding, you know, and you hear this term thrown out often is race to the bottom. You know, a lot of folks, if they don't generate these bookings during windows and we're last minute, we're going into July, last minute in June, nobody's booked. You know, there's different approaches you can take to understand what the market's calling for. But nonetheless, it's daily discounts twice a day sometimes, or you're not even discounting because you're too busy to think that, you know, one of these pricing tools is handling everything for you. So really understanding your lead times and having a plan based on the timing is one critical component.
Gotcha. Okay.
I know all my answers are short, Kenny. So
yeah. Okay. So I mean, what if someone just like has no bookings? What do you like? Is it yeah? What do you do? So you look at their base rate. You look at, you know, you understand the market and you look at the quality of the property, right? And you see, you determine where they sit, and then what do you do?
More often than not, it's a pricing issue. But it's really important to look, you know, high
pricing,
level.
When you say pricing issue, too high, right?
Pricing too high. Correct.
But there's several other factors, you know, is the property listed, on page 10 and there's no visibility, you know, how has optimization bid? Is any marketing in place? When was the last booking? When was the last review? Was it 5 stars or was it 3 stars? There's a lot of different multi-layered components that could factor into why someone is not booking. So really you have to start with pricing, make sure you're not priced too high, decrease or eliminate your NRCs, your negative revenue connotations. Make sure your length of stay is reasonable. If you are a 3-night minimum, change it to a 2-night minimum or a 1-night minimum during the week. Start to do the tactics that help increase your visibility and positioning so we can generate that booking. How can we generate that booking if we're not on page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, regardless of how nice your property is? So optimization is a huge component. And really, you know, none of us know the exact reason with the algorithms of how and where we're positioned and when and why. There's tools out there to monitor. But at the end of the day, if you're not getting bookings, all that goes out the door and you have to start making these adjustments one by one to see what's going to build that traction.
Yeah. I want to sit on something real quick. So I like that you said this, and I think this is really important. A lot of folks don't do this. How much revenue are you expecting to make each month? Most people don't know. They go like, okay, I projected for the year, I'm going to make $100,000 or $150,000 or whatever. But how much are you actually supposed to make on a monthly basis? And they're like, well, I can average that. But that's not how short-term rentals work, right? They're seasonality. If you took an average, some months you'd be too high and other months you'd be too low. So the reality is most people don't even know their KPIs in terms of like future KPIs and what they're supposed to be doing. And going back to the silver bullet of, oh, well, Emil just fixed my pricing for me and I'm going to be the best in the market and make more money. I always ask, should you be making more money? Are you performing exactly where you should be performing? You know, a lot of people like to look at it as if like, there's nothing wrong with their property. It's got to be like their pricing, like something's off my pricing, or I need to add some sort of amenity to my house to make it better. But there's nothing wrong with the actual property itself. And also going back to what you said at the very beginning, if you don't buy right from the start, you could just have a bad property in a bad location. And I deal with it all the time. People are like, they send me these amazing listings. They're like really nice. And it's kind of embarrassing because I'm like, man, that's like way better than mine. But they're struggling to even break even. And I'm like, well, you know, why is it? We study it, we sit down and look at their market and they're in the wrong location. They bought the wrong place. And I'm like, it doesn't matter what you do to your pricing, what amenities you try to add or this or that or the other, you're really going to struggle. And you're honestly better trying to sell the property, cut your losses and upgrade and move into something that's in a better location or a better property overall. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no. So, you know, just starting off the first question you had referencing targets, monthly targets. So, you know, even though I do this 7 days a week, nobody has perfect systems. We're always trying to evolve on how we're currently practicing.
Yep.
One thing I will say, one of my newest and greatest techniques that is evolving, and you know, folks will definitely have to stay tuned for some upcoming potential events that will kind of dictate, you know, some teachings based on these new strategies is this monthly seasonality. You know, this monthly seasonality, Kenny, is my newest golden nugget. It is the way to truly understand what's happening on a month-to-month basis from a monthly target and breaking that monthly target down into proper nightly ADRs correlating to where you need to be. There's no you know, forum that can say, well, your property should be here. Like only, you know, when did you enter the market? You know, what's happening in the third party platforms? What do you need to cash flow? It's all about how are we going to cash flow? If you don't understand what your annual goal target, realistic target should be based on your individual property, there's no way you can break that down into proper monthly targets, which then allow you to really understand down to the night, down to the week, where you should be, whether it's 6 months out, 9 months out. The faster, you know, you as a company owner or investor or revenue manager can understand that specific target, it will dramatically change your revenue management rule set perspective. And you'll find yourself leaps and bounds ahead of your competition, which will then in turn increase your visibility, increase your positioning, increase your bookings, and much further out than you may anticipate, which would lead you to do the happy dance after every booking.
Happy dance.
That's right.
Oh my goodness. That's awesome. If you're listening to this, you just missed me dancing live. So you have to catch that on YouTube. that's awesome. All right. So Emil, let's kind of wrap this up here. I like to do this on every single segment interview I do with someone. The show is called Cashflow Positive, right? So give us your tips. It doesn't necessarily have to be pricing, even though you come in with the great, you know, pricing. So it would be nice, but it's up to you. You have hosting experience. So what's the best way on an operational standpoint to help people? What advice do you give to help people cashflow positive?
So appreciate every sector in the industry. If it's revenue management, decrease your NRCs. You don't have to have a 7-night booking for Christmas or Thanksgiving. Lower your minimum nights to 6 or 5 or 4. Increase your visibility. That's just hypothetical one component. Doesn't have to be a holiday. If it's marketing, are you marketing? You don't have to spend $1,000 a month on marketing. You can if you want, but if you can't afford it and you have one property, figure out how to do organic marketing to start getting traction. If it's an optimization perspective, who's doing it for you? Are you doing it yourself? Do you have a team? Learn how to do it. Learn the tactic behind optimization that have a positive correlation in the algorithm and positioning. If it's data, you know, who are you tied to that's giving you data? You have to have data. Everybody has to have data as a fundamental understanding of where they can go. Everybody has to have hope of what they can generate. But without data, there's no starting point. Who's your realtor? Does your realtor have STR background? Do they own properties? Do they really understand how to analyze? You know, the multi-layered approach in this industry, you want to know everybody. You want to, you know, you want to be known. You want that relationship. You want to understand what's happening with the marketing, the optimization, the revenue management. Are you overwhelmed? Do you have a W-2? Well, who, not how. The quickest and best, way that I was able to learn over the course of time and growing with my personal businesses was finding my who. You know, you have to have a team. You cannot do this industry alone. Yes, with one property, 2 properties, 3 properties, yes. If you have a goal to scale, find what it is that you're giving the least amount of attention to and go get the help, whether that's marketing, revenue, data, you know, finding a property, whatever it is. And if you're the type of, investor that is taking different tax approaches and you love your W-2 and this is just kind of a secondary, space, then the faster you can find your who's, the better you're going to be, because there's a shit ton of competition out there. So put yourself in a position with the experts, because the experts care, and find who it is that's going to help you.
Great. I love that. Emil, how can people, if they're interested in your services or learning more about what you do, how can they get in touch with you, or, you know, where can they go?
Yeah, Kenny. So we have pricingbymira.com available to the public. There's a 5-minute questionnaire, super easy, super quick. That'll get you connected on a one-on-one call with me, and would love the opportunity to speak to each and every person that is interested and kind of looking for that partner and enhancing, you know, elevating and optimizing their revenue returns for their property.
You heard it here, pricingbymira.com. Go there if you're interested in learning more about Emil's services. And guys, I want to let you guys know, I'm typing this in real quick. So we have a huge announcement. Emil, you actually get to, you're my first guest I get to announce this with. So it's awesome. It's a kind of a by committee. I'm leading the charge on it. So I'll say I in this case. So I'm hosting a free virtual event. This isn't a workshop or webinar. This is a 2-day virtual event for free, 100% free. And it's going to have 12 of the top industry experts like Emil. I obviously the arrow pointing backwards, like Emil, who's going to share. He's doing a 45-minute main stage segment and a 45-minute workshop, all on pricing and revenue growth and optimization. And the name of we're calling it the STR Scale Summit. If you're interested, guys, it's 100% free to attend. It's strscalesummit.com. You need to register. So every single one of my listeners listening, you need to go to this strscalesummit.com and register to attend. It's 100% free, and you're going to get a ton of value all the way from how to find deals to optimization. We're actually doing like a 2-day series where day one is all about acquisitions, and then day two is post-acquisitions, more on the operations side. And we have a ton of good speakers and experts. And I made it a point, this is important, and Emil will appreciate this. We didn't just invite gurus or influencers. All right. Some people are going to take offense to that. But the reality is, like, we went after people who are actually knowledgeable in what they're doing, not somebody who just got 2 properties or, you know, has a bunch of properties and was like, yeah, I know what I'm doing. And they're well-rounded. That's fine. We went to specific experts in each different category of growth and scaling and invited them to speak and participate in this. And so anyway, I'm super excited about it. And the best part is, it's not the Kenny Bedwell show. I'm speaking, but so are 12 other individuals, and we all have equal times, and it's all about growth and knowledge and literally just giving to everyone that's going to attend, and it's 100% free. Emil, as we kind of wrap up here and talk, like, are you looking forward to the event, and what are you looking forward to about it?
Absolutely, Kenny. You know, often investors enter the world of real estate for financial freedom, but that really is not the end goal. It's the financial freedom that leads to time freedom. The time freedom then leads to joy and what gives us fulfillment. The ability for each of us experts at the STR scale to give back and teach wholeheartedly with no expectation of return is truly fulfilling. So for those that will and can sign up and should sign up, will get essentially the most up-to-date, you know, intel and knowledge moving forward in our industry from amazing speakers. So I encourage you to not wait. It's free. Schedule time apart from work, your personal lives, whatever it is. You definitely want to show up and be present and network where you can. And it's virtual. There's no excuses. You know, one last thing I'll say is, the cost of inaction is far greater than the risk of action. You know, the consequence that you will take for not joining and learning from the best is far greater than the risk of taking 2 days away from work or whatever it is that's tying you down. So they're all limiting beliefs and preventing you from scaling and learning and education. And it starts here. And we are stoked and excited to give back and teach those that are willing to join.
Yep. Thank you, Emil. And I'm going to add this, guys. The dates are August 16th and 17th. So we got well over a month and a half to, you know, go to the website, check it out. There's information. You'll see who the speakers are. And nobody is going to be selling anything. It's not a sales pitch. It's not a sales fest. It is 100% education. We wanted to do this because we wanted to give back, but also help people achieve where, you know, if they're stuck or whatever their goals are. We want to help people scale. It just seems really so much information out there, Emil, and I feel like a lot of people are struggling to know, like, which is the right path to go down. I just said, you know what, forget this. I'm bringing in 12 people who are unique in each different industry. So Emil's representing pricing. No one else is going to talk about pricing. And you get to hear from the source, the expert in that particular topic. So super excited. Be sure to register, check it out. Dates are August 16th and 17th. If you can't actually attend live, that's okay. You can get the recordings. They are, you do have to buy the recordings because we are incentivizing people to show up live. So live is free. And we're actually giving away free stuff live too. That's important as well. So we want you to come. If you can't, that's fine. Get the recordings. But please, please, please check it out. And I'm telling you, it's going to be the biggest. We're going to have thousands of people attend because it's free. And also give you the best content that you could get at any event. And anyway, I'm obviously super excited about it. And this is like actually me like kind of announcing it live, or not live, but you know, publicly. So anyway,
awesome.
So, well, thank you so much, Emil, for being on here. Thanks everybody else for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I took away a ton of good insights. I'm literally about to jump in my Price Labs now and fix some things. We'll get to that. But anyway, thank you so much, Emil. I hope everyone enjoyed this episode of Cashflow Positive, and I will see you next time.